The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome to the Lord's house on this Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, when we recall not only our Lord's entry into Jerusalem, but the reason he went into Jerusalem, to die. When we process this morning, please follow the banner all the way around the church and then up the center aisle if you're able, and then go to your seats as you go up the center aisle. Holy Week services, Thursday evening, 7:15 p.m. is our Monday-Thursday service. Good Friday is 1 or 7:15 p.m. That's the same service at both times, 1 or 7:15 on Friday. We do not have Easter Saturday services this year, but we do have Easter morning sunrise service. That's at 6:44 a.m. So sunrise service at 6:44, followed by Easter breakfast, and then the Easter Festival Divine Service at 9 o'clock. Those two services are completely different. The sunrise service is kind of a bonus, extra baptismal remembrance service. Certainly encourage you to attend all of those. Confession and absolution, Saturday at 11. Holy Saturday is an especially good time. If you haven't been to confession in recent days, especially good time to come. If 11 o'clock on Saturday is not a good time for you, let me know and we'll find a good time for you. Any other announcements that need to be made this morning or anything that needs to be added to prayer? We ask our Lord's blessing on our Palm Sunday worship. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna to the Son of David.
Let us pray. Most merciful God, as the people of Jerusalem with palms in their hands gathered to greet your dearly beloved Son when he came into his holy city, grant that we may ever hail him as our King, and when he comes again, may go forth to meet him with trusting and steadfast hearts and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
5 days before the Passover, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants when he sees that the power is gone and there is none remaining, bound or free. Then he will say, where are the gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See, now that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We now continue with the gradual. Christ entered the most holy place once for all
by his own blood, having obtained redemption.
He is the mediator of the new covenant.
Those that were called may receive the promised eternal inheritance.
He provided redemption for his people.
Thing to preserve it forever.
The epistle reading is from Philippians, the 2nd chapter. Have this in mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing that to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that all at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and underneath the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 22nd and 23rd chapters. Glory to you, O Lord.
Now the feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to put Jesus to death, for they feared the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was of the number of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers how he might betray him to them. And they were glad and agreed to give him money. So he consented and sought an opportunity to betray him to them in the absence of a crowd.
Then came the day of unleavened bread on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. And when the hour came, he reclined at table and the apostles with him. And he said to them, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. But behold, the hand of him who betrays me is with me on the table. For the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to question one another which of them it could be who was going to do this.
Jesus said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you, that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Peter said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death. Jesus said, I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow this day until you deny three times that you know me.
And Jesus came out and went as it was his custom to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, pray that you may not fall into temptation. And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation. While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. And he drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, no more of this. And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness.
They seized Jesus and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looked closely at him, said, this man was also with him. But he denied it, saying, woman, I do not know him. And a little later, someone else saw him and said, you also are one of them. But Peter said, man, I am not. And after an interval about an hour, still another insisted, saying, certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I do not know what you're talking about. And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went out and wept bitterly.
Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When day came, the assembly of the elders and of the people gathered together, both chief priests and scribes, and they led him away to their council. And they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." And they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." The whole company of elders arose and brought Jesus before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." And Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." And then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, even to this place."
When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at the time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. So he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him, and Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then, arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day. For before this, they had been at enmity with each other.
Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city, and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus, but they kept shouting, "Crucify, crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why, what evil has he done? I have found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified. And their voices prevailed.
So Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they asked. But he delivered Jesus over to their will. And as they led Jesus away, they seized one Simon Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, and laid on him the cross to carry it behind Jesus. Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him.
Please stand. When they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by watching, but the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one."
The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the king of the Jews."
One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation, and we indeed justly? For we're receiving the due reward of our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, calling out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God, saying, Certainly this man was innocent. And all the crowds that had assembled for this spectacle, when they saw what had taken place, returned to their home, beating their breasts. And all his acquaintances and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance watching these things.
Now, there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their decision and action, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a tomb cut in stone where no one had ever yet been laid.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
soul, my life, my all.
Word of God that calls for our attention on this Palm Sunday, the Sunday of the Passion, is the Palm Sunday Gospel from John chapter 12. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our humbled King, Jesus Christ. A crowd gathered in Jerusalem, a large crowd from all over the world. Jews had come to observe the Passover, and someone said, "Jesus is coming." And they cut palm branches, threw their garments down on the road. They yelled, "Hosanna!" They called him the King of Israel. As I picture it, maybe a father in the crowd pulls his children aside, does what all of us fathers should do. He teaches his children the faith. He says, "Do you understand what is happening? This is exactly what Zechariah promised 500 years ago. This is what he wrote was going to happen. See, your king comes to you, righteous and having salvation, humble and seated on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Do you understand? This is big, kids. This is bigger than big. This is huge. This is ginormous. This is the biggest thing that has happened in our people's history. And I want you to understand. You see, 1,000 years ago, Solomon rode royally into the capital city the same way Jesus is doing right now, but no king of ours has done it since then. And our tradition has been that no king will do it again until the Messiah arrives. And we've been taught that probably the Messiah will reveal himself at the Mount of Olives. We know he'll be a descendant of David. Maybe he'll come at the Passover. Do you understand what's happening, kids? Do you see how huge this is? Because there's Jesus. He's the descendant of David, on a donkey, coming into Jerusalem at the Passover from the Mount of Olives. Do you understand? Do you understand what's happening? The Messiah has arrived. Oh, Messiah! Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Well, yes, kids, I know he doesn't look like a king. A king should be on a royal steed, a big horse, ready for war, not on a untamed beast of burden. Yeah, he should be leading a mighty army, not a scraggly band of apostles. And I look at those apostles, 12 guys, and what are there, what? Two swords among them? What are they going to do with them? And I don't think they can use the two swords. If one of them swung trying to cut somebody's neck off, he'd probably get no more than an ear. But I'll tell you, kids, I'll bet by the end of this week he shows himself to be the Messiah. Maybe then people will start treating him like the king he is. If that's really what a father said to his children, he was probably disappointed by the end of the week. People didn't start treating Jesus as the king he is. He didn't start looking more like a Messiah, although he certainly was the Messiah, and he was doing his messianic work. But things looked so different. On Sunday, they called him the king. On Friday, a different crowd said, "We have no king but Caesar." On Sunday, they threw palms at his feet. On Friday, they put whips on his back. On Sunday, they strew garments before him. On Friday, they ripped his garments off of him. On Sunday, that joyous crowd welcomed him into Jerusalem. On Friday, a raucous mob drove him out of Jerusalem, dragging the piece of wood on which he would be executed. You could legitimately say that Palm Sunday is Jesus marching to his death. but it would be just as accurate to say Palm Sunday is Jesus marching to your death and to my death. It should have been me on one of those crosses. It should have been you on another of those crosses. It should have been Jesus on none of those crosses. He was righteous and having salvation. He shouldn't have had to endure hell. We should have. But this is the King who is the true Messiah, the one who's willing to lay down his life to have his people back as his own. And if that truth does not lead you to repentance, if that reality does not cause you to cry out, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. If it does not cause you to beg your Lord for mercy, then you either do not grasp the magnitude of your rebellion against your God, or you do not grasp the magnitude of what that Messiah on the donkey did when he became the Messiah on the cross, when he did it for you, so that he could say, you will be with me in paradise. If his sacrifice for you does not cause you to say, I have to be here on Maundy Thursday and Good Friday to remember what my Lord has done for me so that I can be ready to celebrate his resurrection on Easter Sunday, and your heart has become calloused, which is all the more reason for us to be here through Holy Week, because our hearts are calloused and we need our Lord's word. Our King comes to us, but he doesn't look like a king when he comes to us now any more than he looked like a king when he came riding into Jerusalem. Your baptism looks like nothing more than plain water, but that water is the donkey on which your Lord rides into your life to soak you in the salvation that he bought for you at the cross. Your pastor, a man who needs to confess his sins every bit as much as you do. But he is the donkey on which your Lord rides into your life so that you can hear that your guilt is taken away, your sin is atoned for. The bread and wine on the altar, they taste like any other bread and wine. But that is your Lord. That's the donkey on which your Lord rides into your life to give to you the body and blood that restores your soul. Jesus rides into Jerusalem. Jesus rides into your life. Do you realize? Do you understand what's happening? This is big. This is huge. This is ginormous. This is the biggest thing that happens in the history of humankind until he returns on the last day. No, the Messiah doesn't look like a Messiah. Not when he came into Jerusalem and not when he comes into your life. He isn't what people expect, a regal-looking king. He's what we need, a cross-carrying, Satan-conquering, sin-forgiving Messiah. Now you understand what's happening. In the name of Jesus, amen. We stand for the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified
also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead,
whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Loving Father, your Son humbled himself and took on the form of a servant. Grant Susan, Ned, Melissa, Jessica, Katie, Stephanie, and each of us the same mind that is in Christ Jesus. As we ponder his passion, inspire repentance in us, strengthen our faith, and increase our love for you. Teach us that we can suffer for your work, because Jesus has made our suffering only temporary. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, guide your holy church, including your people of St. Mark, Zion, Holy Cross, and Zion congregations, so that in the hour of trial none will deny our Lord or flee. Teach us instead to find solace and peace in the benefits of the cross bestowed on us in baptism and in your Holy Supper. Protect and strengthen all who are persecuted for their faith. For their faith in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, care for us through presidents, governors, and earthly authorities. You used the Jewish Council and Pontius Pilate, governments that were hostile to you, to accomplish our salvation. Continue to use those you allow to rule to accomplish your purposes. Fill our nation and world with justice, liberty, and peace. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, be with all who are sick, lonely, troubled in mind, hurting in body, or grieving. Comfort Dave and Sarah's family. Grant help, healing, faith, and peace to Bill, Mel, Jeanette, Taylor, Nina, Sharon, Don, Matt, Tara, Devin, Steve, Barb, Ellis, Sherry, Gertrude, and Kathy. Deliver them from evil. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, give repentance and faith to all of us who receive Christ's body and blood. At his table, let us hear our Savior saying, I love you. And today, you will be with me in paradise, so that we will be forgiven and ready to serve you, even if that means suffering like Jesus. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving Father, your Son took on our nature to cleanse our natures of sin. During this Holy Week, give us hearts that desire to spend these special days with you, remembering his passion. When we stumble, lift us up. When we are afraid, give us peace. When we feel the guilt of our sin, assure us of your forgiveness. Be with us in every time of trouble and in the hour of death. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life might also rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. The same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Your peace.
Amen. body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death, for forgiveness of all for sin. Who will bless and keep you as his baptized child? Who will bless and keep you as his baptized child? Take, drink. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. The Messiah who entered Jerusalem as a king to die for you has entered your life in bread and wine to give you the benefits of that death. Go in his peace. Thank you.
death of Jesus Christ our Lord, we celebrate with one accord.
The King came into Jerusalem to give his life for you. He has come into your life for you now. Bread and wine, that he makes his body and blood to give you all the benefits of that gift.
Made, fully paid, that this forever true shall be, he gives a solemn guarantee. In this his holy supper here, we may worthily receive your supper and in you find rest. Amen, they who believe are blessed.
The King who came into Jerusalem to give his life for you has come into your life now with bread and wine to give you all the forgiving benefits of that death. Go in his peace.
There we go.
Let join heaven his praise to sing. Worthy is the Lamb whose death makes me his own. The Lamb is reigning on his throne.
He riding into Jerusalem, his wife and she.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith towards you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.